AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Iran's supreme leader says the Islamic Republic will protect its nuclear and missile capabilities as a national asset. Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei insists the only place Americans belonged in the Persian Gulf is, quote, at the bottom of its waters. His remarks come as Iran's oil industry faces a U.S. Navy blockade. The U.S. and Iran are in a standoff over the Strait of Hormuz, impacting oil and gas exports. Iran's proposal would delay nuclear program negotiations. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will face a second day of grilling from Democrats on Capitol Hill. Senators will get their first opportunity to confront or praise the Pentagon chief over his handling of the Iran war. Hegseth battled with Democrats and some Republicans yesterday during a House Armed Services Committee hearing where he faced sharp questioning over the war's costs in dollars, lives, and the diminishing stockpiles of critical weapons. The House has sent a bill to the Senate that would extend a divisive U.S. surveillance program. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act allows the CIA, the FBI, and other agencies to collect and analyze communications from foreign targets without a warrant. But in doing so, they can incidentally sweep up communications involving Americans. And many lawmakers find that unacceptable. But the House has now passed a bill that would extend the law's authorization for another 3 years, adding new oversight measures. Those include monthly reviews of FBI searches involving Americans, potential criminal penalties for misuse, and a government audit of targeting practices. Still, it stops short of critics' central demand, requiring a warrant to access Americans' communications. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is AP News. Marathon record breaker Sebastian Sawe has received a hero's welcome in Kenya, meeting with President William Ruto in a special ceremony today.
During the ceremony, he was awarded $61,000 and a car by the president. Sawe is the first person to officially break the two-hour barrier in a marathon when completing the London Marathon. He was welcomed home by his parents and Kenya's sports minister on Wednesday. Kenya's president, William Ruto, held the more formal welcoming ceremony on Thursday, where he described Sawe's win as...
And this achievement... We must place it alongside the great milestones of human history.
Sawe made history on Sunday when he won in a time of 1 hour and 59 minutes and 30 seconds. He bettered the previous men's world record by 65 seconds. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.